Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Monday.
I'm so ready to sports.
Oh, dude. What a week.
I don't even know where to go.
What do we do?
I got Lions and Ravens right now. I got my fighting Dan Campbell's.
What do we do?
I don't know. Look at golf supporting the Tigers. We didn't get into baseball. The Tigers are in the midst of a epic collapse of Mets proportions.
Why did you say we didn't get into baseball? The show literally just started.
Well, I understand, but baseball is probably not where we're going to start.
Oh, no, we won't start there.
No.
But it's in the notes.
Yeah.
Including the Tigers collapse.
Yeah.
Great minds think of
historic almost.
Mariners are sweeping people, could be the 2 seed. I'd like to point out the Mets are no longer back. We were back and then we weren't back and now we're no longer back. So a lot of stuff happening.
If the Guardians
win
the Central, it actually is a historic comeback.
15, right?
15 and a half.
Yeah.
Well, they were down. Yeah. They were behind. They were trailing.
And it's like 12 and a half in less than a month.
And
it's crazy.
They sold at the deadline. 2 pitchers, by the way, suspended due to gambling investigations. And here they are.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, for a while, the Tigers had the best record in baseball.
I love sports.
Sports. I told you I was ready to sports.
Well, it's big. You know, we had a big weekend. And, you know, Mondays we cover the weekend.
Yeah.
And we will do that. Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, oh, my God. I can't begin to tell you how great this week is.
Yeah.
For everyone on Earth.
It's got a little something for everybody.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a lot for us because it's only a 4-day work week for us. Because the Seahawks play on Thursday.
No show Thursday. I mean, it's catching on. People are talking about it.
We won't be here on Thursday.
No.
So Dan Lanning will be on Friday.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But so we have a 4-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
It is our anniversary week. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-hmm.
September 25th. 2005.
But also your anniversary.
Well, September 25th, 2005,
you
and I signed on the dotted line.
Sweet, sweet radio love.
To be radio lovers.
Yes.
And here we are 20 years later. Big, big anniversary.
Yeah.
And
sometimes
then,
when we touch.
Do you know who that is?
The Yon Dan Fogelberg.
I'm
insulted that you just asked who that is.
Dan Fogelberg. Wouldn't know who that is. Do you know who
I know of Dan Fogelberg. I could not tell you any of his
Run
works.
For the Roses, or, Run for the Roses?
Yeah, that's Fogelberg.
Yeah. Anyway, 2009, September 25th, I signed on the dotted line with my lovely bride.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Nurse Nice. Mm-hmm. So September 25th carries a, you know, it's a big date in our house.
And yet I'm not getting the invite to dinner, which I'm still somewhat offended about.
I still really want that to happen, the double anniversary dinner.
He will not tell me where they're going, because if he did, there was a better than average chance that I just pull up with that chair and I'm like, hey, celebrate, let's go.
Anniversary crasher, let's go.
I mean... I wouldn't, you know, if you did that, whatever. She might be mad, but I won't be.
She'll get over it.
Like,
she'll
we'll talk fine. Sports the
Nurse
whole
time. Nurse Nice loves me. She'll
we'll
be
do
fine.
A show for her.
Hot. I just want to sit down and be like, well, you know what? I got some hot sports takes that I just couldn't wait till tomorrow. We need to get some of these in.
So that's this week. That's Thursday. And we're off that day.
Yes.
Coincidentally, due to the Seahawks. But it is also Ryder Cup week.
Yep.
It is the final week of the Major League Baseball season. Mm-hmm. It is Oregon-Penn State week.
Yes, it is.
It is Washington-Ohio State week.
You got Bama-Georgia if you're not into the West Coast thing.
It is Alabama-Georgia week.
Yeah.
I mean...
You can get Micah Parsons' return to Dallas on Sunday.
Yeah, Green Bay. It is Arizona-Iowa State week.
Yes. Hey, USC is currently undefeated and quietly the number one offense in the country.
You know what their week is?
Yeah, they've got Illinois.
Which
some of the shine has come off of that.
Illinois. Yeah.
Cignetti came in and whooped
that ass.
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Our Fighting Illini got smoked.
Yeah, I've been...
Whoa!
I've been trying to pound the, like... Indiana Paper Tiger, because I hate the way they scheduled, but...
I think they're listening to you, and you're pissing them off.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry,
they're playing
Kurt.
Suit clips in the locker room before the game.
Listen to this guy. Listen to this blowhard.
Portland jack wagon.
He's in Portland.
That was one of those. I was watching that about 10 minutes in. I was like,
hippie.
Might have missed that one.
That whole Indiana might be better than last year. Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a huge week here.
Yes.
And we're very excited about that. Yeah. But as I mentioned, we must cover the weekend that was.
Yes.
Yes.
And we get a great cherry on top, because Monday night, dude, Ravens Lions, one of these teams going to 1-2. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Oh yeah, they're both 1-1, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, big game.
Mm-hmm. Huge game.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Well, that's great too. Mm-hmm. I mean, what can we add?
I don't know.
You know?
Bruce Pearl stepping away for maybe a run at Senate so his kid can have the Auburn job?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That kind of snuck up on me today. I was like, Bruce Pearl's retiring.
Yeah, you know, yeah, he retired today.
Yeah.
I didn't care about that.
No, not really. But,
you know?
Well, you asked what else could there be, and that's all.
That is a big news story today, but I doubt that was going to be covered here, unless Buck brought it up, which he did. So now let's talk about it. Let's take calls. Who should be the next coach?
Sweaty ass. Well, we do know who the coach is.
Well, the kid.
His kid.
He'll get fired.
Who was in medical sales not 8 years ago.
Yeah. Like I said, give him 2 years, maybe three. Mm. He's out of there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No. I like the, what do you call it?
He's only 38.
Oh, why can't I think of it all of a sudden?
Nepotism?
Yeah, nepotism. Like, what's the point of being a Hall of Fame coach if you can't force your kid down someone's throat? Bill Belichick's going to try that, and it's not working out so well. Whoops.
Well, anyway, we got the Civil War to talk about, the 129th version.
I will tell you, in my lifetime...
Quite boring.
I'm not certain if I've ever seen, this is a one of one, a score that was 41-7, like 150 yards to 600 yards, and yet somehow a segment of each fan base is trying to make it out like the team that had 600 yards and 41 points somehow wasn't very good, and the team that had 150 yards and 7 points, somehow you can build upon that, and that there's like positives. That is a,
well,
you want to talk about sprinkling bark dust?
It has
150 yards.
Well, they had one nice drive.
One.
Yeah.
One.
It's more than zero.
That's true.
And it was against a very good football team.
It was.
So
I just, narratives to me are, I love when you can hijack a narrative and just make it your own. And both sides have kind of hijacked it, where it's like, oh, and we like the way the Ducks looked. And hey, Trent Bray came out and was like, we showed you what we can be. What? You showed
well,
us
in the first 7 minutes, 8, 9 minutes?
It is odd.
They kind of did.
I came away with more respect for Oregon State after the loss, despite losing by 34.
I did, too.
I thought it was going to be 68.
Yeah.
The bar was set so low.
It was so low. I was impressed by them. Seriously.
This is one of those I told you. The bar was set so low that Oregon State tripped and fell, and they're like, they cleared the bar.
I feel like a lot of Oregon State fans are thinking that today.
Yeah.
They're looking at that going, you know what?
Good fight.
I mean, you know. Schedule gets easier. Played two really good teams, Texas Tech and Oregon, and, you know, kind of encouraged.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, what else do you want them to hang their hat on? Not their kicking game.
Well, hey, it was better. It's better.
Well, look, I want you to power rank Oregon's four games in order of Boarfest.
Oh.
Because they've all been boars.
Yes. There has not been one that has any sort of
I mean,
drama.
What has been their most interesting game so far? The least boring. How about that?
Probably Oklahoma State, simply because it was just like...
Just an alley, back alley whip.
Like, every time you looked up, someone was running for another, like, 40-yard touchdown, and then, like, two pick sixes, and it would have been that just from the... Yeah, just from the raw, like, what the hell is this? By the way... Who had Oklahoma State arguably in the worst team in the Power Four? Like, I know that they weren't expected to be good, but my God, they stink. So I'd say Oklahoma State.
Least boring?
Least boring. And then I'll probably go Northwestern, Oregon State, Montana State.
Yeah, Northwestern was probably, I think Northwestern was their least boring.
Yeah, Northwestern actually.
A decent game.
Yeah, you know, early on, Northwestern was moving the ball a little bit. And I mean, Oregon State. Yeah, the one drive, which was nice.
I mean, first quarter.
The first quarter, yeah.
Didn't we all have kind of that thought? Like,
I even tweeted. I said, hey.
Whoa.
I said, for all the S that Oregon State has taken, and a lot of it from me, and by the way, all rightfully deserved, they showed up, and they didn't have to. I mean, I do think that there says something that you don't walk out. You knew. I've been in games like that where you're like, God, here it goes. Like, I'm just about to get my teeth kicked in. And there wasn't a woe is me sort of mentality. And they came out and I appreciated that there was a fight. And you're sitting there 7-7. And I said, well, damn it. Rivalry games matter. Funky stuff happens. Maybe they can find a way to muck this up. And, I you know, Dante Moore had some overthrows. By the way, I think that was the reason why Oregon wasn't converting. He was a little jazzed up and was just not very accurate with the ball early on. And then after that drive, I don't think Oregon State had a first down after that, the second drive they had, because they went three and out the first one at like 2 yards. Went on that nice 10-11 play drive, scored the touchdown. I don't think they had another first down until like midway through the fourth quarter. So to say that you played a good half, no, you played series.
It's a good opponent they're playing out there.
It was a good opponent.
So that's probably all we need to talk about with that game, don't you think?
Well, I mean, it goes back to from now, like this is where honestly the season starts for both teams. For Oregon, you will learn more in one half at Penn State than you did in the four previous games. And by the way, all of a sudden the game after Penn State, this is Penn State's a better team than Indiana, right? Top to bottom. But if you want to know where Oregon's defense is going to be challenged more, I have seen very little of Indiana, although I did watch most of that game. I have watched every snap that Penn State has played this year of meaningful football. Indiana will test Oregon's defense more than Penn State's. Or Indiana's offense will test Oregon's defense, I should say, more than Penn State's. Say what you will about Indiana, and I hate the way they schedule, and I think their coach is kind of a blowhard. Dude, that guy knows how to coach, and they have an offensive scheme that stretches you sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone, and they have some really good concepts, and they put a lot of pressure on you. And Oregon has had some breakdowns in coverage in the secondary. It is a very young secondary, one of the youngest in the country. And Indiana is going to test you. So we don't just get Penn State. We get Penn State and Indiana back to back. I'm jazzed that we're through all this other crap where Oregon can sleepwalk. And they probably were sleepwalking through both Northwestern and Oregon State. So I love we're at the point of the year now where it's time to buckle your chin strap and find out how good are the Oregon Ducks. And by the way, for Oregon State, on the flip side of things, you went through a very tough slate, right? And we knew going in that 0-4 was a real possibility. Didn't want to believe it with Cal and Fresno State, but you had no chance of beating Texas Tech. You had no chance of beating Oregon. Now you're into the part of the schedule that if Oregon State has a spine and a backbone, and Trent Bray's the guy, Houston, App State, Wake Forest, Lafayette, Washington State, Sam Houston, Tulsa, Washington State. There's not a team on there that you shouldn't be able to beat or at least give a hell of a down to the wire. So if you have some pride and you are the guy, Oregon State needs to start stringing together wins. You know, and say that those first 4 weeks are not who we are, and that's not where this program is headed. And if you can't do that against Houston, App State, Wake Forest, and Lafayette, by the time you get to Washington State, dude, get rid of the guy. This is now go time for both squads. Just different goals, but all the play around stuff is over. It's time to put your foot on the gas and see what you're made of.
All right, we will start with the weekend that was in college football, and we'll do that next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, college football, good little weekend. Ducks beat the Beavs, but Oregon State covered, I think, right?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah,
30, just barely.
35.
Well, they lost by 34.
Yeah, right. And the spread, I think, was 35 or 35 and a half.
Well, I think it went down.
Yeah, it got as low as 34 and a half, maybe touched 34, but Ooh. Most people got the number at 35 this week.
Mm. Well, and Oregon, to Oregon's credit, they didn't try to.
Yeah. Yeah. Took their foot off
took
the gas.
Took their foot off the gas.
Dante Moore let it rip a little bit.
Yeah, he was saying that, and I guess I didn't fully realize this, he said this game was kind of personal to him because he got benched when he was at UCLA playing in Corvallis, and Oregon State kind of killed his time there. And so he said him and Dan Lanning watched the game and used it for a little emotion, and I thought early in the game it actually hurt him. I mean, when you look at Oregon on the second drive where they had the downs, and then after that was the punt, and then obviously was the touchdown barrage. Both of those were open receivers and Dante just having a little too much little too much sauce.
Do you want to hear the Dan Lanning reporter text exchange regarding that?
There's a text exchange?
Press
conference exchange. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We're releasing text messages now?
No. We've got the transcripts.
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, what do we got?
Because it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach, obviously a really productive day from Dante all around, but there's a couple times where he had guys open downfield, looked a little antsy, fired it on a line instead of putting a little more touch on the ball. What do you see on those plays? Are those ones we can hit for big plays, or is that just a, you know, run of the mill?
What play? Would you say? You sound like quarterback coach back there. I mean, what did he throw for, 300?
That's why I said it was a productive day.
Yeah, you were happy with it then? All right.
All the way in the back, Grant.
That was it.
It was actually Dante Moore's best day, statistic-wise, that he's had all year.
He let it rip. But
he went 21 to 31, 305 for four touchdowns.
Yeah, it was fun to watch him. But, I mean, listen, if you want to enter the Heisman conversation, it starts this week and next week. Like,
yes.
That's how you that's enter how you the Heisman it. Conversation.
Yes.
Not this game.
I just, when I heard that, you know, that and Moore said a little bit about it after the game, and they alluded to that, you know, that this probably had a little extra motivation. So you throw in the fact that, you know, it's the Civil War rivalry game, and then obviously having special meaning. You don't go back and watch that game against Oregon State with your coach for, like, no reason. Like, hey, let's go back to an offense that has nothing to do with what we're doing. You watch that as kind of a reminder of, hey, these guys did it to you, and you know, I think sometimes you just come out and a little extra sauce. Like I said, especially that one that was the downfield. I think it was to DeCorian Moore. It might have been to Benson. I forget which one. But yeah, he put some air under that ball, and it's probably a touchdown.
Yeah, he came out a little bit hot. And despite the high numbers, it was probably his least impressive day throwing the ball as far as not hitting guys who were open. But he played a great game still.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you're going to – this is why I said it's interesting that – I'll pull it up here. So it was 41-7. And they had 585 yards. And the other side had 147 yards. And I think, like,
I thought it was 155.
No, it's 147.
Duh.
They had 147 yards.
Duh.
And I think that drive that they went on, the good drive, there was 64 of them on that touchdown drive.
Yeah, that was a good drive.
And maybe that's why Lanning was a little terse. I do feel like there was, like, this element of, like, well, didn't look that great, and Oregon State kept it close, and you're like, dude, we won 41-7 and dominated the game at every turn, with the exception of probably two overthrown balls and one drive where, if you wanted to nitpick one thing, right, I will say, After 2 weeks, having watched everyone in the country play at that time, Ohio State, Texas, LSU, all that, I said at the time, Oregon was the best team in the country. They looked like the best team in the country, even though they hadn't played anyone. The last 2 weeks, Oregon looks as good as everyone else. They don't look better than everyone else. I think that's a fair statement. They look like the other teams in the country that are dominant, that are beating up on bad teams, but it doesn't look like this juggernaut. And so have they come back down to earth? Are they bored? Who knows? And now you get to get rid of all that crap. And I think everyone's excited the fact that you finally get to play two teams and you get to test yourself to kind of see where it's at. But like, I have watched Penn State's coming off a bye. I've watched Penn State play three games. Penn State hasn't looked impressive one time. I promise you that there are press conferences every day in Happy Valley that are having that. Well, is the offense really hitting on all cylinders? And why are these games close in the third quarter? And this is the truth of it, is most of the teams in the country look like that. Even the dominant ones. Oregon just didn't in the first 2 weeks, and these last 2 weeks they have. And if there's one thing that I would say that overly concerns me, and it's not overly concerned, Oregon wants to play that 4-2-5 with the five defensive backs. Northwestern ran them out of that. And it's one drive, but Oregon State was able to run the ball, and Oregon State can't run the ball on anyone. So they cleaned it up after that, and they never did again. But against better teams, is that something that kind of rears its head?
So the Ducks are underdogs to Penn State.
Yes.
3-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Do you care to guess the point spread on the Indiana game? I have it here.
Oh, God. I'm going to say that's more like 6.5 or 7.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Is it more?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's possible that this was a look-ahead line from the offseason.
Could be.
But, and it may not take into account that Indiana just bumped up several notches by how they looked against Illinois.
Yeah.
But the point spread for Oregon, Indiana. Now, remember, the Ducks are coming off a bye. They get a bye in between Penn State and Indiana. The point spread is 21.5.
Boy.
I'm guessing it doesn't open there.
If I can still get it at 21.5,
yeah,
I'll go ahead and grab that.
I'm guessing it doesn't open there.
Yeah.
That may be a look-ahead line.
Well, look, again, I have criticized Indiana and their coach's approach for 2 straight years, and Indiana bothers me. It bothers me that, and it bothered me when Bill Snyder did this at Kansas State. I don't like it. I think it's cowardly, and it's one of the things I hate most about college football. Say what you will, he can coach. And they put up points. And whatever you think of Illinois, and I don't think Illinois is a top 10 team, that's still a team with good defensive talent and a real quarterback. And Indiana, did you watch any of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, until it got ugly.
Yeah.
Turned it off.
That was what Oregon looked like in the first 2 weeks.
They look like a machine, man.
So,
and that quarterback, you know, they...
He's better than Rourke.
He's better than Rourke. They upgraded.
They did. They did.
That kid Mendoza.
He can play.
NFL pick?
Yes. 100%.
He's a little skinny, so you got to put a little muscle on, because I think the NFL could break him, but he can sling it.
Dude. There's a lot of people, because the quarterback class right now is so, it's just kind of like, bleh. You know, there's really no, Lenore, like the, who was it? Was it Matt Miller? One of the, or maybe it was Schefter. One of them did an impromptu poll last week of 25 NFL GMs and executives, and who would be the number one quarterback taken, and it was all over the board. I think Lenora Sellers won.
What?
Yeah, so it was Lenora Sellers. It was Nussmeier. They're saying Arch Manning isn't draftable right now. I'm not kidding.
My hell, things change.
Right? Exactly. So,
well, Mendoza got to be up there,
and so he's one of those guys that has a chance to start ladder climbing, and by the end of this thing, be the guy that you look at and be like, dude, it may not be a great quarterback class.
The Hoosiers.
But he's going to put himself in position. So, like, they get Indiana, or they get Iowa, which, again, I can't imagine that Iowa can score enough points to hang with Indiana. And Indiana's going to be undefeated going into Oregon. And you're telling me that thing is a 21-point spread? I will be very intrigued by that game. Indiana, you have my attention. With what you did to Illinois, which not great, but a good football team, and you embarrassed them, you have my attention. Do it to Iowa again. And Iowa, again, not a great team, but Iowa plays
on the road.
Iowa on the road. Iowa plays good defense. We know it. And if you make Iowa's defense look like Illinois' defense, I promise you everyone in Eugene and that coaching staff will be paying attention to what Kurt and company have going on out in Indiana.
All right. Who's better, Texas Tech or Indiana? Miami or Oklahoma? Some other college football ruminations from the weekend coming up next. But first, here's Bach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan text line 503-864-6326. Speaking as a Beaver, that whole staff needs to be turfed. They are so poorly coached in every facet, and I'm sorry, getting boat raced by 30-plus by your so-called rival is no cause for celebration. Outside of one game, the offense is just as bad as anything else. Gundy's play calling is terrible. That all goes back to last year as well. Nothing but respect and love to the fellas for trying and stepping up when it was needed. It didn't work. Time to move forward. We cannot be a bottom dweller in the new Pac-12.
Well, I tend to agree with most of that. I think the concerning part for me, if I'm an Oregon State fan, is you saw a Boise State team last year be better than Oregon in every way other than special teams, which is just depth and raw talent. You lost to a Fresno State team that doesn't have the resources you have. You've seen Washington State, who is battling the exact same things that you're dealing with, and coaches leaving. By the way, they've had two basically first-round picks leave back-to-back in Cam Ward and John Mateer, and still found a way to keep their game competitive. They got blown out in the fourth quarter, but that was a seven-point game, and they managed to win the Apple Cup the year before. So, like, you're seeing mid-level programs not have this sort of fall off. And so for Oregon State, what happened to you was terrible, but it doesn't change the fact that with a good coach and the way the transfer portal is now, you can make changes. You can make significant changes. Indiana went from a laughing stock, and with one coach and a bunch of James Madison transfers, and I get it, they're Power Five now, but it was Indiana for God's sakes. And the last 2 years, Indiana, well, made the playoff, and this year certainly looks like, you know, they may be one of those teams. So I just don't buy this hands up, there's nothing we can do sort of thing. You cannot afford to go into the new Pac-12 last year and be an afterthought in that conference.
Well, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. So, but where I'll push back is, to me, you now have four games to get this S together, right? I understand, like, you're not doing a knee-jerk reaction thing. And so to me, go prove that this isn't a fluke. Operationally, look more buttoned up. You are playing teams now supposedly more commiserate with where you're at, and now go prove it. And if you can't do it over the next 2 or 3 weeks, then yes, by all means, you got to kneecap this thing. I tend to agree with him. I don't think Trent Bray's the guy. I don't think he inspires. I don't think he's good in the community. I don't think the fans have a lot of belief in him. And apathy is something you can't afford to let set in. But it doesn't seem like Oregon State is quick to anger from a top-down position. And maybe they just don't want to deal with the money and buyouts and all that, even though it's not that much. But these next handful of games to me are absolutely critical if you want to have any hope of trying to salvage reputation.
You don't want him to salvage anything.
I don't.
If you're a Beaver fan?
If I'm a Beaver fan.
You don't want that.
Well, I look at where Washington State's at and I look at Oregon State.
And the reason I say that is because you probably want to move on from the coach.
I do.
So you don't. Well, I'm not talking about you. Yeah. I'm talking about Beaver fans.
Yeah.
So I'm saying you don't want to see Oregon State win 4 in a row or whatever,
yeah,
which they're probably not going to do, no, because then that means Trent Bray might, yeah, save his job, and you don't want that.
Well, I just, the idea of go scour the ranks and go find someone at the Division II level that builds a really exciting offense. You need to get asses in seats and people excited. And Trent Bray, while a good defensive coordinator and an X's and O's guy, he's a gruff guy. You know, he's tough around high school coaches. He's a real no nonsense hard ass. And I just don't know if that's the guy that's going to light a fire and excite that program. You have to bring someone in that can put up points, that's young, that's energetic. And to me, I think the Trent Bray thing is just trying to hold on to the past. And you got to have a whole new sit down of, hey, this is our new reality of where we're at, and let's take some bold steps to go forward. And Trent Bray, to me, is just holding on to the past, and that doesn't work anymore.
It's not like they're devoid of talent.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, I mean, I think at the start of the year, a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of high on, like, Oregon State being all right.
I thought the schedule lend itself to really maybe putting together something.
Well, but good. I'm talking about their talent.
Yes.
And it's not, I don't know, I think we've already jumped into this place of, man, they just don't have anything. Well, I don't think that's true. We weren't saying that at the start of the year.
Yeah.
They got one of the best transfer quarterbacks in the portal.
Yes.
And now they look so inept that to me is coaching. Yeah. Like that, like, it's not like they can't compete,
no,
with some of the players, or should compete with some of the players they have. So I don't get why they're this bad, other than just the coaches have lost the, yes, locker room. It's just a bad,
so I'm just,
bad vibe.
If I'm a Beaver fan and if I'm Beaver administration and I'm Scott Barnes, I'm hitting the reset button. Take some of that war chest money.
Hey, go get Mike Gundy.
No, I'm good. Go and find.
You don't want Mike Gundy?
No, I do not.
He would never come to Corvallis.
No, he wouldn't. And he's quiet quitting and go away.
Today is the anniversary of the rant.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It was a man.
15 years ago. Well, look,
I think it's 19 now.
If you ask me which one is further along in your rebuild and who's in a better spot.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Washington State losing Dickert and having their roster plucked and where they're at now with Jimmy Rogers and the way that looks, or Oregon State, same thing, and with Trent Bray. Ask me which one's further along, which fan base has more hope moving forward. And so to me, go find you. Again, go find Montana State. Go find South Dakota State. Go find the guy at Youngstown State. Go find the guy at App State that is innovative and that has an offense that scores 50 points a game, that will put asses in the seats, that kids will want, local kids and high school kids and kids coming in the transfer portal will want to come be a part of. They're like, dude, Oregon State slings that ball around. Dude, I go to Oregon State, dude, we're going to put up points. Right, when Kalen DeBoer was at Fresno State, right, and was it Jake Haner? It's like, yeah, let's go play in that system. Like, I want, like, you need to do that because I don't this blue collar tough guy, we're very gruff exterior thing that you're doing right now. This ain't college football right now. That works in the olden days, but you've got to be able to adapt and kind of, I don't know, massage today's athlete and those coaches. Yeah. And I just don't think he's the guy to do it.
Back to Mendoza. I was looking at some numbers, the Indiana quarterback.
Yeah.
He had 5 touchdowns and 2 incompletions.
Yeah.
incompletions
yes.
and five touchdowns. Yeah. He threw three more tutties than incompletions.
And someone pointing out...
And that, by the way, that's against a top 10 team.
Yes, who, you know, maybe not be a top 10 team, but has NFL defensive caliber talent that people were high on and won nine games last year. And so I get that, you know, someone's saying, well, Indiana is in the Big Ten at $80 million. Look, I'm not saying that you're going to get Cignetti to come, because obviously you're not at a power four level anymore. But that's my point, is Indiana had utter apathy for 30 years of football, and they found the right guy. I think he came from James Madison, right? And he was an older guy, like in his 60s, but he came in with like kind of this new sort of like, hey man, this is how we're going to do it. And this is my offense. I'm bringing in my players. Go find that guy. Yes, you may not be able to keep him and you may not be able to get him, but you're telling me that I think he was like 61 when Indiana hired him. How many teams had the ability to go get Kurt Cignetti and did not? Well, go stop trying to hire from within. Stop trying to get the guy that's going to rebuild the Mike Riley glory days. Stop trying to go hire the guy that, quote, is a beaver. And go find the guy that wants to innovate. Go find the guy that wants to put an offensive scheme out there that's going to put your nuts in a vise and make defensive coordinators not want to play you. Go find the guy that maybe the quarterback that's breaking state records but is too small. You know, every state has that kid that's 5'9 and is breaking all kinds of records, but Oregon doesn't want him or Washington doesn't want him because he's small and he gets overlooked. Go find that guy that wants to run a system that little 5'9 kid from Texas is like, all right, well, maybe the Power Four is overlooking me, but I'll go to Corvallis and we're going to light the world on fire.
Yeah, go get yourself a Taco Dowler, that kid from Montana Ooh. State.
Yes.
Great name.
Yeah.
Four tutties without an interception in three straight games for Mendoza.
Yeah.
The only other players to do that in the last 30 are Joe Burrow, Tua, C.J. Stroud, and Caleb Williams.
Pretty good.
Good company.
Mm-hmm.
He is also Mendoza. There's only one other player in the last 30 years that had five touchdowns and a 90% completion percentage in a game against a ranked team. And that's what he did this last weekend. Yeah. C.J. Stroud, the only other one to do that in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And 63 points by Indiana is the most by a Big Ten team against an AP top 10 opponent. Any team in the Big Ten. It is the most since 1933.
Allow me to officially apologize to Indiana for saying you were a paper tiger and I had no respect for you. I stand corrected. Now do it against Iowa and set up this hellacious matchup where that offense comes into Autzen in a couple weeks and let's do it up here.
All right, let's get to Texas Tech. Another team that kind of bowed up over the weekend.
There was a couple big surprises in that. That
was a big one.
There was one of them.
They look great. Yeah. That'll be next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we were watching closely the Big 12 matchup, the Nooner.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
I woke up specifically for this one.
Yeah, Utah, Texas Tech.
Yeah.
A potential highlighter game.
Man, how good did Texas Tech look?
Really good.
Well, towards the end, I mean, that was a great defensive fight going back and forth. And then I think Utah won. That Hammond kid that came in,
he's better than the starter.
He looked better than Morton. Dude, that kid was electric. And I just thought Utah, and you see this a lot in these defensive kind of matchups. I think Utah just got gassed.
Yeah, they wore out.
You know,
they
couldn't do anything.
Yeah. It was just Texas Tech, both sides of the ball. That was pretty impressive, dude. Because Utah did not play their best game.
But still.
But they made them look bad. And they turned them over. Well, how many times did they turn it
five,
over?
Five, I think.
Was there five turnovers there?
I think there was.
The quarterback, I was told that this Utah quarterback's so good.
Yep.
They made him look silly.
Well, and Kyle Whittingham said after the game, he said, if you would have told me. Dude, they have two NFL first-round tackles.
Oh, I know.
And a couple other guys in the interior line that are going to play in the NFL. That is one of the better O-lines, we thought, in college football. At least according to NFL people. And Whittingham said, if you would have told me that we would have lost both lines of scrimmages, he goes, I would have never believed you in a million years.
Yeah.
And I think towards the end, I don't think that was on the Utah defense. I just think they broke. I just think they absolutely ran out of gas. But to have their offensive line get bullied like that, boy, I just didn't see it. Texas Tech spent a lot of money on that roster to beef up both lines, and especially on the defensive line and that Rodriguez, that linebacker they had who was flying around. I just was really impressed with Texas Tech's defense. And then, like I said, I think 34-10 is not indicative of what that was. That was just a defense that eventually just couldn't keep it on the field.
I think it's cool that, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with this because a lot of people believe that college football, the new era of transfers, NIL and all this stuff, they believe that it's ruining college football.
Yeah.
Dude, I look at it the exact opposite because I think it's super cool that a school like Texas Tech, and by the way, they have not won an outright conference title since 1955.
I was going to say, all those years under Mike Leach and stuff, they never,
never won,
won
the league.
No.
So I think it's just cool that a cash infusion can mean instant results like that. Like you were talking about Indiana. Now, that one wasn't as much about cash as it was about, to commit.
They brought it, most of the guys they had last year were James Madison guys,
right.
And then this year they were able to spend in the portal, but that's coaching system.
But they also,
and then some money.
They also kept a lot of those guys.
Yes.
They were able to retain them. Texas Tech, they just had some boosters step up and go, dude, we need to be better.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
And I think that is cool. Like there's other teams that have done that. Oklahoma has stepped up. They got Mateer, and all of a sudden they look like they're really good.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool that year in and year out, there will be coming out parties like this for a Texas Tech or for an Indiana or you know there are more coming. And I think that one of the reasons I like that is just I feel like the best teams aren't always the same teams anymore.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's flavor. I think it adds spice to college football. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I think it's awesome that Texas Tech is really good.
They have seven new starters on their defense, including all four of their front guys that are all from the transfer portal.
Yeah. And then instantly worked.
Yes.
Right?
And what we haven't seen a team that can consistently do this where they stack, where every year the transfer portal, you don't have to worry about recruiting high school. That was the Dion thing, and that hasn't worked. But what we have seen, and this is your point, and I've come around to it. We saw Mel Tucker do it at Michigan State. We saw Norvell do it this year with Florida State. We're now seeing Texas Tech. We saw Indiana. Like, you can, in 1 year, now granted, you then have to go and you still have to build your program and you still have to have depth and you have to high school recruit and all that. But we have seen, and this is why I tell Oregon State, do not sit there on your hands and be like, well, maybe Trent Bray in 3 years. No, this has become more like the NFL, that with the right coach, the right scheme, and a good draft class, you can completely change your fate. We've seen it now in college football, and I'm with you. I love it. I'm all for it. And maybe Texas Tech next year can't have the same success, but maybe all those kids now, instead of going to Texas Tech, maybe they end up at Oklahoma State, right? And Oklahoma State gets a new coach. They fire Mike Gundy, and they go get some new guy from wherever, from North Texas, that guy. He goes to Oklahoma State, brings a bunch of his guys with him, and all of a sudden next year we're like, oh my God, this Oklahoma State team is fun. I'm with you, man. I love the new blood that pops up, and you can do it. You can transform your team in a year with the right coach, right system, and the right transfer portal. And while Texas Tech plays in a world where, yes, they spent more in the transfer portal, you don't, like, Florida State's kids that are doing that, I don't know, like, Florida State, give Florida State credit.
Yeah.
And Florida State's kids were not all, like, Alabama rejects. They got kids from, like, Western Kentucky. They got Boston College. They kind of had to kind of do kind of a hodgepodge, but they found the right guys and they brought in some new coordinators, new coaching staff, kept Norvell, and all of a sudden they lit a fire under some people's ass, and Florida State's out there right now looking like a top 10 team. I don't know why anyone would be against that in the world of college football.
Exactly. It could be your school. You just got to make the right hire.
Yes.
And you got to have commitment. You got to have buy-in.
Which is, I am a patience guy. I am. I don't like knee-jerk reactions, but I do think, when you know you don't have the guy, truncate it, cut off the limb before the gangrene sets in. And I think there's a difference between being patient and having someone build and knowing that from top to bottom, nothing looks and feels right. And that's when you know, hey, when you don't have the guy, you don't have the guy.
So who's better, Texas Tech or Indiana right now? What say you?
I'll tell you what. I feel a little bit of the humble pie in Indiana. But boy, I like the physicality that Texas Tech played with. I really do. And the fact that you beat up Utah, and Utah may end up not being great, they're good on both fronts. The fact that you beat them up and bloody their nose, I kind of want to lean Texas Tech. And I was not overly impressed with Texas Tech when I saw them play against the Beavs. I thought maybe that was equal parts Texas Tech being good and Oregon State kind of being stinky. But, man, I just, much like Indiana, who you have my attention and I was not familiar with your game, I just was really impressed with Tech. And they did it with a backup quarterback when they busted that thing open. So I'll go in a slight lean. I will go Texas Tech. But talk to me after next week, because if they do that to Iowa – all of a sudden, I may be circling that Indiana game as the game I most want to see on Oregon's schedule.
So if you wonder who has more talent, I was looking at Dave Bartu, The Matrix,
yeah,
his talent rankings.
Yeah.
Texas Tech is four, and this is based on high school talent and transfers.
Yeah.
He has Texas Tech 44th. He has Indiana 54th.
Okay.
So they're pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be fun. I just think that, dude.
But the quarterback situation, I mean.
Yeah.
Indiana clearly has a better quarterback.
Yeah.
Although that backup for Tech,
dude, that
are they
going
to have
kid,
to play him?
He was running around making plays with his legs, and he was throwing darts. He had one where he over the shoulder hit that dude in the side of the cheek. I was very impressed, and that's a legit Utah defense. So this is going to be fun. And again, he may rub me the wrong way, but man, Cignetti may just be that guy. I do kind of appreciate the Google me bitch.
Yeah.
I just wish he wouldn't hide. And try to weasel his way into the playoff.
It worked. Got in last year.
I know. I hate that.
All right, we'll get back to college football later. Six games left. Am I right that not one AL team has clinched a playoff spot?
That was correct as of yesterday.
The Blue Jays haven't clinched?
No.
Oh, no, I think the Blue Jays have now. I think they did yesterday.
Dude,
but before yesterday, there was not.
It's wild. Wild final week.
Yes, the Blue Jays have clinched.
And the Mariners swept the Strohs.
Yeah.
We'll cover baseball next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.